up whatever's on your mind by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Guard.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com. Last hour, we had somebody call in who was talking about a proposal, I guess, the suggestion that gun control's going to get worse and the UN's involved and, look out, everybody. And Mark, you were criticizing me last hour over this, saying that I was mean to the guy over it, and I was...
You were poking fun out of him and stuff. Like he was, his ideas are just Fruit Loopy and nutty. When we know...
What his ideas are. All he was doing was calling to tell us that he thinks that guns are going to be banned by the UN, and I just asked him what that was all about.
Not by the UN. The UN was going to suggest legislation and then be banned by the United States
and
government.
And I was asking him for details.
And we pointed out over and over again on this program that the UN, that many UN templates have been used by local and state governments for all kinds of legislation that they've passed. So the idea that the United States government might bow to the UN on a particular issue doesn't seem outlandish to me.
I didn't say it was outlandish. I just simply asked him for an example of what was going to happen.
He couldn't provide it.
Your tone sucked. We moved on. Well, I think your tone sucks.
I've heard Ian.
Because I'm talking to you.
I've heard Ian denigrate people in a logical manner in the past, and I think in this case I didn't hear that. I don't want to spend too much time analyzing his tone of voice or whatever. I thought he was asking questions that I would have wanted to have asked, and I know that you've seen him go in this direction before and try to break things down.
So what I'd like to point out is what you were going to suggest to the gentleman is non-compliance with turning in one's guns. And I think if they do pass a gun law, it's going to be some, let's talk about this imaginary arduous gun law that essentially outlaws guns everywhere, and obviously the use of guns, that there's no really point in not turning in your guns, especially if you're not going to use them. You really only have three scenarios here. You can keep your gun and use it to protect yourself and your family, at which point when you do, you will go to prison for a very long time.
You can blow your brains out with it.
Yeah, you could shoot yourself with it. Yeah. If you decided to do some kind of mass homicide, you could do that too. But you could keep the gun and use it. You could keep the gun and bury it in your backyard for the big one, the big old WW3 when you get ready for it.
Well, isn't that why gun owners have their guns? Besides those circumstances, to also defend their families against the common criminals as well?
That's reason number one. You have the gun for a few reasons, and guns would outlaw all of those. You obviously couldn't do target practice, which is one of the reasons that people have guns, because they like them, and they look neat, and they have target practice. And I don't think that a 10-year or 20-year prison stint is going to make that target practice seem like such a good idea. So I'm putting up the scenarios that are left here. And scenario number three is to take your AK-47 down to the nearest government building and start shooting people. And I don't think any of these are solutions that are any good. So you might as well give your gun up.
Well, that's not what I would advocate at all, because I think it's the...
What's the point in keeping it?
To disobey.
Oh, well, gosh. You can disobey in so many ways. Why keep the gun?
Well, that's the problem, Mark, and that's where I wanted to go with this, was that these people that are complaining, oh, our guns are going to take our guns. Well, you guys have been going along with the program this entire time. Are you so surprised that now comes the final culmination, the apex of the gun confiscation and gun control movement? You, the gun owners, allowed gun registration.
Just for the murderers and the violent criminals first, and those are okay. All I'm saying is,
if you didn't stand up for anybody's guns, then it's no surprise to me that now they're finally going to come after yours. So you allowed gun registration, you allowed gun licensing, you allowed concealed carry permits, you allowed 20,000 federal gun laws on the books, federal licenses for machine guns. I mean, you can just go on and on about all of the different laws that gun owners have been cajoled, persuaded into just accepting. Hey, yeah, some of them complained about it, but they never did anything about
it. What are
they
going to do about it?
Refused to obey. Refused to buy legally. Refused to sell legally.
There's lots of unregistered weapons out there. I'd say probably more unregistered weapons than there are registered ones.
Well, good.
What difference does it make? None.
Well, what difference does it make? What difference it makes is the people that sell the guns went along with the program because they're cowards, and they decided that their business was so important that they had to go and register with the federal government so they could keep selling their guns, which they're going to have confiscated from them anyway.
Their would have done it if they didn't.
And I would like to just mention a couple things. First, to the conversation you guys are having, then something that we mentioned off the air during the top of the hour break. First, in the conversation you're having, Ian, just a query for you. Let's say that you have not complied. They come for you. I think philosophically, everyone is justified in self-defense, whether it is because of theft of your property, because your property is essential for the upholding of one's own life. You have to be able to ensure that you can retain your property in order to retain the fruits of your labor that allow you to subsist and to do better than subsistence. So philosophically speaking, anybody who's listening who doesn't think that there is a philosophical rationale for the use of self-defense if government comes to take the weapons that you could use for self-defense is clearly deluding himself. Now, if they came for the weapons, would you your choice, I don't know what you would do. I would defend myself.
I don't believe that violence leads to anything but more than but more violence. So
that's an interesting
Think that if you defend yourself, you might take a couple of guys out, but you're going to end up having 100 more come after you.
So okay,
you're not
all
going
right.
to. So you will not survive that encounter. You'd be better off just turning the gun on yourself.
You would agree.
Point.
You would agree that philosophically and morally, you are perfectly justified. You would just make a different decision because the outcome might be.
I think morally you're justified. Yeah. Practically, it's going to make things worse.
Yes,
as you suggested earlier,
yeah.
Fighting back just justifies the state expanding,
right.
Justifies the state's excuses. See, these gun owners are crazy. We need these laws. But if you go back, and I know we can't go back, right? There's no point in chastising the American people because it's the obedience that has allowed it to go to get this far. If when the government passed concealed carry legislation, everybody just went ahead and concealed carried anyway and didn't pay any damn attention to it. If when they passed gun registration regulations, nobody bothered to register their guns.
This
nobody
is the
did
argument,
any of this stuff.
This is the argument that the people that say you shouldn't vote use, though. You don't get to control what everybody does, and there's plenty of people that conceal that don't do an unlicensed concealed carry on a regular basis. So this isn't, you know, you don't get to control everybody. You only get to control.
I'm not trying
you.
To control anybody. I'm just saying it's the obedience that got to the point where the next step is to just take all your guns away because
yeah,
they already
and,
know who's got them.
And Mark, you were saying if there was somebody down in New Orleans who were speaking out, you know, the way Ian is speaking out, nobody really, you know, does that. I have a question, though, which is for the John Birch Society members. We know that the JBS members are very much against the cult of world government. They don't like these groups, these people in the CFR and so on and so forth, the UN, who push for world government, world taxation, world regulation, world control, that sort of thing. Now, I would ask them, they oppose the cult of world government, but do they oppose the cult of government in specific government in general, I should say, because that is, I think, a key question.
Good question.
And we talked about it off the air. I think any time one of us who is a free marketeer encounters a John Birch Society member with whom we have many, many things in common, clearly we are opposed to large government. But the question is, do they also take the next step philosophically, morally, that we would take to say you are your own mover? You control yourself and you own yourself. All government is tyranny, and it is predicated on some sort of force and coercion of theft. So the question for them is, do you think that it would be better to go back to an old-style constitutional republic? And at that point, do you stop, or do you say, I'd like to think a little bit further about this, to say, you know what, that sort of system can be corrupted too, and it is predicated on a corrupt concept, which is that someone must give up his property because government is justified.
Well, if anybody wants to answer that question, who is a Bircher, they're welcome to dial in at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. David is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David. David?
Hi. I don't know if I had too much to contribute. I was just going to say one thing, though. Sometimes I think those when those people get all hyper about gun control and stuff, that maybe it's some kind of conspiracy for the gun companies to sell guns.
I'll tell you, nothing's been better for the gun companies than Obama.
That is very insightful, David, and I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. There's more coming up. You can bring up anything at 800-259-9231. They're going to confiscate guns, and we've got a sale.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And tonight it's Ian with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. And those features do include our Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of the program. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com, see it for yourself. And by the way, the Shrine is brought to you by Manchester Brewing at manchesterbrewing.com. Critical thinking question. Why would something that is so good for us, like public education, need to be imposed on us with the use of force and funded by the use of force? Well, maybe something else is going on. School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of public education. Visit schoolsucksproject.com to learn more. That's schoolsucksproject.com as we continue with your phone calls and talk to Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Gene.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
I wanted to say that the way I see this all happening, the gun confiscation and what's going down, it's going to actually be three-pronged. Three things are going to happen, and there's not just one law that's going to be passed and people are just going to cough up their guns. It isn't going to be that easy. The economy, as a small businessman, I can testify to the fact that the amount of burden being placed on the small businessman in this country is going to crush small business as well as large business. It's not going to be, the big businesses are not going to be exempt. So we're looking at an economic situation in this country that we haven't seen since the Great Depression, and it's going to probably be worse than the Great Depression. At the same time, as you know, part of that economic collapse, of course, is going to be the lack of confidence in the dollar worldwide. So we're looking at a very terrible situation economically.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be combined with legislation to confiscate weapons, and a crackdown on the Internet through IP filtering. They're going to eventually, they want to protect the children. So they're
like they're doing in Australia?
Mm. Yeah, they'll naturally filter out, you know, Alex Jones and Free Talk Live and, all of the conspiracy websites as well as the Liberty websites. Ron Paul's website, I'm sure, will get filtered out.
Yeah, they got to break
Rockwell.
They have to break those lines of communication, Gene. You know,
right?
Hey,
so the communication will be restricted.
Question, Gene. When you mentioned the three prong, the first prong, we know economically things are really, really sketchy. And once the liquidity starts pumping up those prices, it's going to get really, really bad. How do you think that they would move? What would trigger some sort of a move to try to reduce the ability to use the weapons? Can you imagine any scenarios? I mean, you know, it's just speculation here, of course.
Absolutely. The natural flow of events once the economy starts falling apart is your inner cities are going to become they're going to become killing zones, basically. They will be the bloodbath in all the major cities. There will be racial divides that's going to be springing up. There will be just plain economic divides that's going to be springing up, and these people will become violent, and there will be riots. And so the government then is going to, here I am using the term government when I don't even believe in government, but the powers that be, the men in power, are going to use that to push through emergency legislation to confiscate weapons. Well, at that point, people are going to start turning weapons on the police officers, and that's just going to accelerate the violence. And, of course, they will have to shut down the Internet and restrict all forms of communication to because the so-called terrorists are using it.
It's very dire predictions. This is dire predictions night here on Free Talk Live.
That's why I moved to the Free State Project, because I only see an increase of tyranny in this country. Day after day, month after month, year after year, and
yeah.
I think that there are only dire predictions when it comes to an increase in tyranny, especially when you're talking about the world's power and the world reserve currency. There, we're in a superlative and singular situation as United States citizens and users and earners of dollars solely, and it's not going to be a good scenario, and that's why why I moved for the Free State Project, and that's why I won't tell people that, no, it's okay if you don't move. I mean, I understand that, I understand if people have reasons that they choose not to move and things like that, and I understand that it's my job to encourage them.
Well, just don't expect anything to get better where you are. I mean, that's not very likely to happen. So I agree with you, Mark. I mean, if people want to head any of this off at the pass, if there's a possibility to do that, it's here in New Hampshire. It's by seceding or declaring independence, getting the hell as far away politically from the
right.
United States federal government.
That won't seem so crazy when the United States government is crumbling around you and the tyranny's right. been enacted to everyone.
Well, I second that, and as soon as, you know, if we can get out of our contractual obligation here, I wouldn't mind moving up there with you guys. I am a member of the Free State Project. But now to change to a different tone,
okay.
Ian, you wanted me to update you on my pirate radio station and the range I'm getting.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Didn't you get a new transmitter or something like that? Or
yeah, I bought one of those 20 watters on eBay,
mm-hmm.
and like I say, my antenna is still just sitting in my upstairs window here. On the inside of the house, not outside.
Yeah.
And I've been able to pick it up fairly clearly at 3 miles range.
And what's that up from? What was it before?
Probably a mile.
Okay. Is that AM or FM?
It's FM.
FM.
Well, who knows that besides?
I've also been able to pick it up at times 6.3 miles away, which is where our office is.
Fantastic.
So there are times when I pick it up 6.3 miles away pretty clearly.
Now, you say 6.3 as if you've driven that distance, and 6.3 driven isn't the same as 6.3 airborne.
That's a straight line on Google Earth between my house and our office.
I stand corrected.
As the crow flies, like they say.
Well, congratulations on your experimentation, Gene. Appreciate the call as always at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, yeah, there is hope. It's not all dire out there. It doesn't have to be the end of the world. We can have liberty in our lifetime, but we're going to have to do something about it.
There's always the option of moving out of the United States when, you know, something terrible happens, but you have to be prepared. You know, you have to have a certain amount of savings. Seems unlikely that they would stop you. Or could stop you.
You know, that brings up the question to me, and I don't want to go too far afield here, but that brings up the question to me, within the Free State or any place where freedom lovers are trying to agitate, activate, you have that difference of opinion. If times are going to get bad, do you need to have some core group of freedom-minded people within the state government apparatus? Or... because would that act as a way to help those people on the ground who don't even want to get involved in government? Let's say you've got your two groups, as we seem to have within the Free State Project here. There are myriad groups, but we have those people who do get involved in the State House in Concord, mm-hmm. and those who are activists who eschew and shun government. Would one act to help the other if times really got bad?
I don't know. I think that most of the people that you're talking about are friendly with one another. I mean, in this movement, there are people that are doing both of those things, people that are doing one, people that are doing the other, and most of them get along fairly well. So I don't see why they wouldn't. I don't know. More coming up. Time will tell, I suppose. It's Free Talk Live.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
Vanguard.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us in freetalklive.com. Those features including updates. Get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com and get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
And if you need any kind of legal work done, whether it's incorporating a business or patents or will, you need a will, you really should, if you don't have a will, you really should have a will. Trademarks, LLCs, living trusts, all these things you can handle cheaply, quickly, and easily at LegalZoom.com. I've used their service. It is fast and easy. And if you use code FTL, you can save $10 off of your order at LegalZoom.com. You know you have to get these documents done, and this is an easy way to do it. LegalZoom.com, code FTL.
We continue with your phone call. Stephen is in Oregon. You're on Free Talk Live, the InGuard and Mark. Hello, Stephen.
Hey, you guys. Really appreciate your show.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I was going to call about the gun control. Hey, you know what? There's something to remember about all this. And your three scenarios were very, very insightful, very accurate. But the thing is that people need to remember there's probably 90% that will just turn their guns in.
Yes.
The same with the gun dealers. You know, I don't want to lose my business. But I got to let you know, there's probably about, there's another 10%, it could be 15 now, it's going to be 10 or 15 million people, highly trained, highly armed. They know how to make IUDs. They're starting militias. They got this. And you need to, people need to keep in mind also that Iraq is the size of California, and they can't even handle it there. Our military is stretched everywhere. There's going to be no Marines or Army here. There's going to be mercenaries and people from different countries. And then you've got to remember also that they're torturing now. And you've got to also remember they're raping the wives and kids and this kind of stuff. So these 10 or 15 million people are going, no, it ain't going to happen to me. I'll either get mowed down or they'll rape my wife and kids. And so this is where you've got 10 to 15 highly trained, motivated, ready-to-die people in a country that's 50 times bigger than, well, that's 50 is exaggerating, Iraq and Afghanistan, and they can't even do it there. We know our territory. We know how to do stuff. We have.
Tell me about this raping of wives and children thing.
Think about the troops raping.
We're doing it all over in Afghanistan and Iraq. I mean, I'll send you links.
I've seen a few instances, but it doesn't seem
to be
commonplace.
They raped the 14-year-old girl, and they raped the right, woman.
Well, but if you
tell us, you don't hear about it. One out of three women, one out of three cotton-picking army, United States Army, one out of three are getting either raped or having problems with, and these are Army personnel, United States Army personnel.
I heard that statistic recently, yeah.
Yeah, and so, man, no, it's getting out of control, and people are starting to see this getting out of control, and you better be cotton picking armed. I'm sorry, but, man, I don't mean to get off here, sorry about that, but I would suggest being very careful, and I will let you know about New Hampshire. If you read the book Moulin LaVey, unless New Hampshire's got two or three nuclear bombs strategically located in Washington, D.C., and they'll just come in and take you over when you cross the line.
They're going to take New Hampshire over?
They did. Anyway, you should read the book Moulin LaVey. It's a very...
by Boston Tea Party. It's a fiction book?
Yeah, it's a fiction book, but there's a lot of truth to it. And I'm telling you, they'll just wait. They'll let you do what you do right now. But if you step on their toes too much, they'll just come in and make up something. And then they'll just...
What are they going to do?
Oh, false flag attack like 9/11? And put it right there, so they have to bring all their military in.
We were talking off the air about how they might try to infiltrate certain groups, and right now I wouldn't put it past members of the NSA to already have plans to be making certain plans and try to cajole people into doing things. And a question.
Think they're going to occupy New Hampshire with the U.S. military? They're going to move them out of Afghanistan and bring them into New Hampshire if New Hampshire declares independence?
No, nothing like that. I kind of like your idea, what your thoughts are better. They'll do co-ops like they go to Iran, and they'll do co-ops is what they'll do. Or I don't know what they'll do, okay? But no, I don't think they're going to do what you said.
I thought that's what you said a moment ago. I didn't say that they would do that. I don't believe they would.
No, I don't either.
I think they'll try to make it recursive. I think what they'll try to do is paint the freedom-minded people in a such a bad light that the general populace, which still comprises the majority in New Hampshire, will be turned against them, and local law enforcement will then be used to round those people up to somehow retain the peace and so on and so forth. Do you think that it would be different in a different state?
No, that sounds more feasible, what you just said. That's more because, like, they just took over the Tea Parties. The GOP just took over the Tea Party. So
yeah. They've been taken over since day one. I mean, the Tea Parties have been, from day one, a movement toward promoting the Republican candidates. It's all they've ever been. It's just that...
I don't know about ever been. I think that there was...
Osborne threw one in Defiance, Ohio, that didn't count. But
right. There was a certain you know, people that were for smaller non-existent government, and there were, you know, just sort of the Republican thing, and I think that
they jumped on it.
I think they were outnumbered. But I think from day one.
Yeah, it's not from day one.
Day one.
The very first ones were real protests from What's that?
I think we had a few months.
Yeah, exactly. And then it started to get Fox News started to cover it, and it started to get wrapped up. After the actual anniversary of the Boston Tea Party, through April, May, as June started to come up, I think by that time, some of the establishment people had recognized the power of this, and they needed to, as Ian said, they needed to co-opt it.
So, Stephen, just to clarify here, because I just want to make sure I'm understanding what you were saying. You're saying that if New Hampshire, the people in New Hampshire decide to declare independence, that you don't believe the feds will bring the military in.
they'll, how, I don't know. I just don't know how far. So it depends how far you go, how far New Hampshire goes on what they do. If they
We're leaving. Declaring independence. Goodbye, federal government.
Oh, I don't know if you can make that claim. If you were, you're saying, in a
hypothetically.
Okay.
Mm. Ideally, yeah.
I will. I'm gonna close with this. Is I still think I didn't mean to be negative on you guys on New Hampshire because what you're doing is awesome. It's great, and I will support. I'll look it up and whatever I can do to support you. I just brought that up. I didn't want to make a big deal out of it because all that we're doing and all your state is doing, it just brings more attention. And it does really help, and it's an extremely positive thing. So I did not mean to make it negative.
Well, thanks, Stephen. I appreciate hearing from you tonight, and thank you for the call at 800-259-9231. He must have changed his mind, and that's okay. You can change. I've changed what I've said over the years. That's for darn sure. And I don't think that it's realistic to believe that they're going to roll the military in should New Hampshire decide to leave. Should the political designation known as New Hampshire decide that they've had enough with the federal government. I just don't think that's going to be the case. Now, Gard, you're saying they're going to put plants in and that they're going to do what exactly is your vision
well,
there?
Well, you know, just one hypothetical is that it's possible that they know that approach that you just mentioned would not work because it's
real bad PR.
It's so much force. It's so obvious. A much more subtle way to do it would be, you know, some sort of recursive injection of some strategically placed individuals to be within certain movements, to do certain things in the name of this movement, to gather certain people around, to be in the group for X number of years, a couple of years, whatever, and then, do some violent act or numerous violent acts that eventually turn the majority of the populace that is still out there that would be on the fence against them.
Well, the good news is that whenever somebody shows up on, for instance, the Free Keen Forum and starts advocating for violence or starts asking questions about, well, guys, what's your line in the sand? When are you going to start getting violent? Right. Whenever they start agitating like that, it's like a red flag goes up, a klaxon goes off, and everybody just jumps on in and says, hey, we don't want that kind of talk here. This is a peaceful evolution. We are not advocates of violence, at least not at the Free Keen Forum. I don't know about the rest of the Liberty Movement here in New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they're doing and what their beliefs are, but I know that at least in my little corner of the movement, the tagline is peaceful evolution at Free Keen.
Very important.
And the principles behind our website, people like myself and Dale from anarchyinyourhead.com, we're very, very devout into achieving liberty through peaceful means. In fact, we don't think that I think I can speak for Dale when I say this, that I don't think that it you can achieve a voluntary society through violence. I don't think you can achieve peace through violence. And anybody that comes and starts bringing that kind of terminology in, they're possibly going to get banned if they don't stop.
Money talks, and it sounds just like Jim Cramer.
I'm Cramer. Money talks. And sometimes it shouts when the results speak for themselves.
Investors worldwide follow Jim Cramer's advice on TV, in books, and on websites like TheStreet.com. And whether the market's up, down, or sideways, Jim's always hunting down a bull market. And now you can follow Cramer's portfolio at GetCramer.com.
Okay, here's how it works. Every time I buy or sell, I will email you ahead of time. Did you hear me? Ahead of time! It's like, if you can read, you can read my mind! My portfolio, fueled by my great research, is designed to deliver success. And I'll share it with you at GetCramer.com.
Today, you can sign up for 2 weeks of free access to Cramer's Picks and Portfolio. Just go to GetCramer.com and enter code word FREE. GetCramer.com. Free today. Go to GetCramer.com. Code word FREE.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you like vitamins, say, ILikeVitamins.com. Vitamin lovers, it's your choice. Take pills and capsules with only about a 10 to 20% absorption rate, or take 10-in-1 liquid vitamin and mineral supplement at up to a 98% absorption rate. Yes, 10 formulas in one bottle. 10-in-1 liquid supplement is in your system in as little as 3 minutes. Just shake it and take it. Go to ILikeVitamins.com now and see our amazing video. 10-in-1 is a multivitamin and mineral formula that supports vision, enhances immunity, reduces stress, helps your heart, memory and mood, energy, digestion, bones and joints, and has super antioxidant age-defying nutrients. All of that and saves money, too. 10-in-1 great-tasting liquid supplement is equal to taking up to 5 different products and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to ilikevitamins.com. That's ilikevitamins.com. Or call 256-444-8000. 256-444-8000. 10-in-1, the world's greatest liquid vitamin and mineral supplement. Distributors wanted. Details at ilikevitamins.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Gard.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And those features include live streams. A broadband version of the show is available. Dial-up version, webcam, even the Free Talk Live listen lines, which, by the way, the phone number has changed on the listen line as of the last week. It's 760-569-7752. 760-569-7752. Punch that into your cell phone or your home phone or wherever it is you have a phone. You can use your phone to listen to Free Talk Live 24 hours a day. Pretty cool. And that's, it's free. Awesome. Well, I'm away. Unless you have to pay for long distance.
Yes.
Point of info. There's no charge.
You're not charging for it.
By the phone line, but your phone company might charge you to
check
connect.
Those international tolls, too.
That's a good point.
In some places, you can't carry a gun. Some people won't carry a gun, whether that's a wife or girlfriend or whomever. Some people aren't interested in carrying weapons.
Someday they might ban guns.
Right. In those scenarios, well, I don't know that particularly matters in this scenario, but, it's... The Tiger Light is a non-lethal weapon, and it's a very bright flashlight at the same time. So it's a flashlight with an integrated pepper spray that has the stopping power of a handgun. It's a heck of a claim to make, but these are the testings done by military organizations and police organizations, and you can go find out more at tiger.freetalklive.com and get one of these for yourself or for a loved one at tiger.freetalklive.com. I have one. I've got some Velcro stuck on it, and I can, I have different places where the Velcro's up, and I just stick it in the vehicle. I stick it up on the wall. It's tiger.freetalklive.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. Back to your phone calls and the fun. We go back to Matt in Illinois on the amp line. Matt.
Hey, guys. How are you today?
You're on the air. What's on your mind?
I wanted to ask a question.
Okay.
Specifically, I know Gard knows a lot about Abraham Lincoln. I think Abraham Lincoln is Gard's favorite villain.
Well, one of them. That
I'm curious. I don't really know a lot about Abraham Lincoln. I know I come from Illinois. I'm supposed to know everything about him, but I don't. And I'm curious because I've heard quite often that he, one of the reasons for going to war was that he wanted to keep the international bankers out of the business of the United States. And they were starting to influence the southern states. And then that was one of the reasons why he was murdered at the end of the war. That was one of the reasons for his assassination. And I wanted to know what you knew about that.
You know, I've heard a few rumblings about that, read a few lines here and there, and haven't really been able to. And this is honest to God's truth. It's very interesting to me because I've heard the same thing, that Abraham Lincoln wanted to reintroduce a sound currency. That he was very interested in trying to eliminate runaway inflation, except he didn't understand inflation, I think. I don't really know about that. I know that his crimes and his moral instability are very clear. His actions opposing the Constitution, running it into the ground, arresting people for no reason, his belief that blacks were inferior is all clearly chronicled. The institution of an unconstitutional income tax, institution of the unconstitutional draft, all of those things, those are clear. It is very interesting. I'll look some information up about that. I think one of the great people to investigate and ask about that would be Thomas DiLorenzo.
Yeah.
Also,
you know, I like to apply Occam's razor as often as I can, and it's not the easiest thing to apply. And for those that don't know what Occam's razor is, yeah. Occam's razor is essentially don't make something more complicated than it has to be. Look for the easiest solution. It's not always right. But doesn't it seem more likely that the reason that Abraham Lincoln was murdered was, you know, three guys that really liked the Confederacy were upset that they lost and they wanted to, you know, get one last chance to take care of him?
Yeah, makes sense to me. I have to say, you know, I don't want this to sound too harsh, but something should have been done to him a lot sooner. He should have been taken away for treason, clearly, if you were a constitutionalist. I just opened up something here based on your phone call about Abraham Lincoln, and there is a pretty large amount. If you put an Abraham Lincoln sound money in any sort of web search, here's one from servelect.net. Abraham Lincoln worked valiantly to prevent the Rothschild attempt to so on and so forth. So there are some rumblings about that. I'll look it up, see what else I can find, and maybe try to address it some other time, because it is interesting. To me, I can't see that he could have been that interested in sound money if he was so involved.
He seemed more interested in keeping the union together than he did sound money.
And he seemed more interested in keeping the union together in my readings because he had so many vested interests and connections with moneyed interests and bankers and builders and so on in the North.
Well, wouldn't he also be a failure? I mean, wouldn't he be a failure as a president if the union were to disintegrate on his watch?
I guess it depends on whether or not you consider failure the individual who upholds the Constitution and says, yes, you're free to go, do whatever you want to do.
Right,
or
from a sicko power freak perspective.
You're right.
Right?
Yep.
Well, isn't there a bit of truth to the belief, at least, that a lot of the states, a lot of the southern states started leaving because he was elected?
Absolutely, absolutely right. They knew that he was very tied to a lot of the big northern states and their manufacturing interests. Yes, the industrialists.
Well,
yes,
he was an abolitionist from way back, he may not have believed that blacks were equal to whites, but he was an abolitionist, and I think it's a mistake that some people will make to try to say that the war of northern aggression had nothing to do with slavery, because I think it did, but Wasn't it Abraham Lincoln that presided over the presidency at the time that the greenback was instituted during the Civil War? Right. Or have I got my history messed up? I mean,
his idea. That's the whole idea behind him not wanting to use the international bankers' money. See, he didn't go to the European banks, to the Rothschilds, and ask for a central bank to be institutionalized in the northern states so that he could finance his war. Instead, he figured it would be easier and cheaper, and probably he was probably right, for the national federal government to print its own money without using the bankers.
Yeah, and of course the greenback, as we know, could be manipulated by his friends in government, whether it was associated with the international conspiracy or not. I'm at this one website, Heretic.com, says the Lincoln Conspiracy, published in 1977, fleetingly brought to American public attention what had long been of intense interest to conspiracy theorists. They and a few discerning writers along the way have known that Lincoln was not assassinated by agents of the defeated Confederacy, as popular history has claimed, and no American historian or politician has had the guts to correct. Popular history has made Lincoln into a towering figure, but has very carefully failed to record the matter of his true genius and probable cause for his martyrdom. Jeez. Like so many others.
That's taking it overboard.
Yes. And so what they say here is like what you said. It has to do with the international banking cartel that didn't like him. Well, I find that pretty, I find that pretty bogus. I think there was so much hatred on the part of the Confederacy, justified hatred, by the way, that Lincoln was a marked man.
Yeah, that's probably quite likely. It's just, it's so long ago. I mean, it's 150 years ago. We can't even figure out what happened with the Kennedy thing. That's still murky.
Yeah.
Well, Gardner, I don't like to, and being a Southerner, I don't like to make it seem like somehow the Confederacy, although I believe that those states had the right or the power is probably more accurate, to secede from the Union, I don't think that the reasons that they wanted to do it were good ones. They wanted to secede from the Union, and if you look at secession papers from many of these states, that the reason they wanted to do it is because they wanted the richest people in those states to be able to own black people. And I don't think those are good reasons. I do think that states should have been able to secede if that's what they wanted.
Weren't they also being taxed more down there?
There was an arduous tax, absolutely, and it's difficult to know which one of these two things was the biggest reason. And Lincoln did state to the southern states that they could keep their slaves if they just returned. So it's pretty clear that it wasn't a war about the ending of slavery, but it was to some extent a secession about slavery, the preservation of slavery.
To some extent, yeah.
To some extent.
And to a great extent about tariffs that were being applied to foreign goods that would force the Southerners to have to buy northern products rather than foreign goods.
Thanks, Matt, for the call. There's more coming up here. Hour 3 is on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's. Let's Fix Dinner. Find dinner ideas to bring your family together at the table at letsfixdinner.com. Juggling schedules so that everyone eats together can be tough. Try starting with one family dinner a week, whenever you can fit it in. Take turns picking the meal and have everyone pitch in. Working together will bring your family closer, even if it is just once a week. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.